Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And continue with what we were talking about before the break. In the war against Ukraine so far, Russia has lost 467 tanks out of a total of 2,080. That's 22%. Russia has lost 22% of its tanks because it sent them in without infantry and artillery backing them up, and they don't know what they're doing. More importantly, their oligarchs and Putin have stolen the vast majority of the defense budget through fraudulent ordering and accounting. Our intelligence has shown that they'll put in an order for 200 tanks. The money will come in, and Putin and the oligarchs, and then some of the admirals and generals get a small slice, goes into their bank accounts. And instead of 200 tanks, maybe 50 get delivered, or 25. That applies to missiles and ammunition. It also applies to food and other logistical essentials. So when these conscripts got grabbed out of their villages and told they were going on a police action to free Ukrainians who would wave flowers at them and wanted them to come to, quote, liberate them, end quote, from Nazis, end quote, they marched in and they got killed. Because when 467 tanks are taken out, these are by javelins, they get burned. And if you're the couple of the guys inside, that's a very bad way to go. Russia's lost about 15,000 troops already, at least. What does this show you? It shows you that they can be beaten conventionally, and it shows you that we provide weapons to kill them, and they have done nothing about it. Wake up. Wake up, Joe Biden. Yes, you have a treacherous Republican Party stabbing you in the back. Abraham Lincoln had people stabbing him in the back. So did Franklin Roosevelt. So, believe it or not, did George Washington. So did some of our greatest presidents. So certainly did Harry Truman. Deal with it. The Republican Party is part of the Putin-Trump axis. They're individual Republicans who have integrity and character. Liz Cheney is at the top of the list, and so is Adam Kinzinger. Mitt Romney shows flashes of character. But the rest of them, and not just elected office holders, is Trump, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, who show plays in Russia, who say he's basically the best anchor in the United States, and he is for Russia. Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, Tucker Carlson. What should Biden be doing more? And Joe, I'm going to tell you this plain. I was your supporter early on in this state when everybody else was for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. So don't kid yourself. There are very few people. There's a corporal's guard you could meet in a closet who was ever for Joe Biden. Joe came through. So this is from the heart, Joe. Get them the planes. Get them the planes. Slovakia has offered to send them planes now, and Biden's State Department, through Blinken, comes in with a very tepid response. Well, we can't stop them. They said, well, why, when Poland wanted to send them the planes, wouldn't you let them? Well, they wanted it to go through us. This is weak. It's not leadership. And it's because Biden is being attacked as a wartime president by his own countrymen who are in the Republican Party. The Republican Party have betrayed the United States. They betrayed the United States to Putin under Trump, and they are betraying the United States to Putin by continually knifing Biden from behind. Joe, forget about it. Tell Slovakia definitely adopt it. Don't go, well, if they want to. Well, come on. Come on. What do you mean if they want to? Of course they want to. Russia will know if they send them as with your permission. Tell Poland, send them. Tell Lithuania and Latvia to send the MiGs they have. 70 of them. Get them. These should have gone to Zelensky 2 months ago. 2 months ago. Send them anti-missile systems, anti-aircraft systems. Send them tanks. Send them shore-to-ship missiles. Get them immediately. Get them immediately to Zelensky. What I don't like is that the tactic of our Democratic administration in trying to counter the knife thrust in the back by the Republican Party is to try to dissemble and make it look like it's not as serious as it is. Give you some examples. Give you some examples. One example is Slovakia is going to send them, and we go, well, we can't stop them. That's not leadership. It's very weak. Blinken yesterday was giving a press conference on the reports that the Russians have used phosphorus bombs, chemicals in Mariupol. And Blinken goes, well, you know, yeah, maybe we're going to look at it, but it's possible that they mixed it in tear gas, a little bit of chemicals for riot control. And what the hell are you doing, Blinken? Are you trying to minimize this? What you're trying to do is ward off Republican attacks against Biden, stabbing them in the back by saying it wasn't really a chemical attack. Deal with it. If it's a chemical attack, we should respond. That means getting Zelensky everything and stopping this genocide. Stopping this genocide. These systems that I'm saying we should get to them, and I'm talking about the planes, shorter ship missiles, anti-missile, anti-aircraft tanks. The Biden administration is starting to move and just simply rejecting all of these attacks by the Republican Party. They just endorsed a new $750 million package where many of these items are going to go to Zelensky. Get them to him immediately. Quit talking about it, Joe. Get him the planes, because you haven't talked about that. To stop a genocide, to stop people being tortured by the Wagner Group and Islamic terrorists from Chechnya, somebody has to stop them. And if NATO's not willing to stop them, they have the ability to stop them themselves if they are given the planes. If they are given the planes. You know, it doesn't do any good to have a $750 billion defense budget if everybody knows you won't use it. It doesn't do NATO any good to say that they'll protect NATO countries if they're concerned that maybe even Germany and possibly France won't do that anyway. You have to show resolve. It's good to be liked and feared, but if you can only be one, you better be feared, especially if you're the strongest country in the world, the strongest economy and the strongest military, but also the strongest values and the strongest constitution. And I'm tired of people in this country running down our country and dividing it. That starts on the right with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Trump, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, the rest. But it's on the left, too, with the Islamo left kneeling in front of the flag, disrespecting our national anthem, constantly attacking the United States for structural racism. Knock it off. You want structural racism? Go to any other country in the world. We're working on it. Knock it off. It's about time we're unified. Get these people the planes and then get the Air Force in there. There's an 8-mile convoy going into eastern Ukraine. Our Air Force could take that out in half an hour. Knock it off. And then just say that we are doing it because the great Russian people would surely not commit a genocide in their name if they knew it was going on. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.